Imagine a world where your favorite characters are brought to life entirely through artificial intelligence. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of AI broadcasting. Let's get into it. In an unprecedented move, Korea Broadcasting System, better known as KBS, has declared 2025 the first year of AI broadcasting. This announcement coincides with the celebration of KBS's 52nd anniversary and marks a significant shift in how broadcasting is produced and delivered. By harnessing artificial intelligence technology, KBS aims to enhance program creativity, organizational efficiency, and the overall value of its license fees. One of the most exciting developments is the debut of the generative AI animation Legend of the Village, Gumiho, set to air on Children's Day, May 5th. This animation marks the revival of the beloved Legend of the Village series, utilizing AI to breathe new life into this traditional horror folklore. With AI technologies applied in character design, animation generation, and voice synthesis, KBS has managed to reduce both production time and expenses while offering a visually unique product. But it's not just animation that KBS is innovating. As a designated disaster broadcasting station, KBS is expanding its AI disaster detection systems. Since 2023, the broadcaster has been utilizing a network of over 12,000 CCTV cameras to automatically detect disaster situations like earthquakes and floods. This year, they're enhancing the system to include fire detection, such as wildfires, enabling swift nationwide alerts. KBS is also breaking ground with AI anchors. Test broadcasts have already begun, featuring news presented by AI trained on the voice of a KBS announcer. This initiative is part of a broader effort to enhance viewer experience services. The AI Anchor Experience Zone at KBS headquarters will allow visitors to interact with AI anchors and even hear their own articles read as news. Additionally, KBS is setting AI broadcasting production guidelines to ensure ethical and effective use of this technology. Leading the charge in global AI broadcasting technology, KBS's AI-based multi-camera video production solution, Vertigo, has been instrumental in major productions like NHK's Kohaku Uta Gassen. This, along with other AI innovations, is paving the way for the commercialization of AI in broadcasting. It's clear that KBS is not just keeping up with the times, but actively shaping the future of media. As KBS President Park Jang-byeom emphasized, public broadcasters have a responsibility to lead change and innovation in the media landscape of the AI era. By integrating artificial intelligence into its operations, KBS is poised to enhance creativity and efficiency, delivering more accurate information and a wider array of services to its audience. Minnesota is taking a bold step to combat the rise of AI-generated deepfake pornography with tough new legislation. Lawmakers in the state are aiming to block these explicit images before they even have a chance to spread. It's a move that's drawing attention across the nation as we grapple with the ethical implications of AI in media. The proposed bill is targeting companies that operate so-called nudification websites, those that use artificial intelligence to create realistic, non-consensual nude images and videos. The legislation, spearheaded by Democratic Senator Erin May Quaid, would impose hefty fines of up to $500,000 per violation on these operators if they fail to block access to Minnesota users. Victims like Molly Kelly and Megan Hurley have come forward, sharing their personal stories of trauma and violation. Molly Kelly's ordeal began when she discovered that someone she knew had used AI software to generate explicit images of her from innocent family photos. It's a chilling reminder of how technology can be misused and why this legislation is seen as essential. But while the bill has bipartisan support, it's not without controversy. Legal experts are warning that it could face constitutional challenges over free speech concerns. Wayne Unger, a law professor at Quinnipiac University, and Rihanna Pfefferkorn, an AI law expert at Stanford University, have pointed out that the proposal may be too broad to withstand court scrutiny. Despite these challenges, Senator May Quaid is determined to push forward, arguing that the legislation is about regulating harmful conduct rather than restricting speech. These tech companies cannot keep unleashing this technology into the world with no consequences, she stated. It's a sentiment that resonates with many who have been affected by AI-generated harassment. Minnesota isn't alone in this fight. Across the United States, other states and Congress are also exploring new measures to combat deepfake pornography. A bipartisan bill in Congress, co-sponsored by Senators Amy Klobuchar and Ted Cruz, aims to make it a federal crime to publish non-consensual sexual images, including AI-generated deepfakes. This aligns with efforts in states like Kansas, which is expanding the definition of child sexual exploitation to include AI-generated images. As deepfake technology evolves, so too must our legal frameworks. The stakes are high as lawmakers, tech companies, and victims navigate the complex landscape of AI regulation. It's a critical moment for ensuring that AI doesn't become a tool for digital abuse and exploitation. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. Minnesota's bold legislative move against AI deepfakes highlights the urgent need for regulation and protection against digital exploitation. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.